Alright, this is going out to all of you, yeah? Arthur, my OG. Yeah? Salo, stay awake for this one, yeah? Alright, this is how it's gonna go. Check this out. Yo, my first thoughts when I stepped through those doors was great. I always wanted to work next to a corpse. Like if you ever said, go hang with some old gran, I'd say no fam, I don't even like my own nan. I just figured these lot are piddled in their seats, that they all have Richard Keys and they're riddled with disease. So quiet that they sound dead. I mean, how much care is taken by that caretaker with the round head? Like if you choked on a letter from your Scrabble set, he might save you if he's like, wait, is that an X? That's why I give a bit of credit to the little fella Derek, cause he showed me oldies got a lot of merit. And that they ain't all heirlooms and bare gloom and frowsy smells that linger in your spare room. Doing my time in this place, I thought I'd hate it. But now I'm here, you know what? Still hate it. But I made it. And hey, with the greatest respect to the aged, I came from a place with no thoughts of aging, where life is a game with a makeshift playlist that plays all the same shit. So what I'm saying is, it's an eye-opener meeting you, even the one who's a bit of a thigh stroker. So now I hope to take a long look at myself, but bruv, this ain't like Oprah. I ain't gonna start jumping on my sofa. I'm just saying I might look my life over. Now I normally bump fists, but let's shake hands. I ain't a changed man, I just wanna say thanks. It's nice to meet you, though, yeah?